This podcast is brought to you by the Bearing Man Group, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, April 20, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Monday, the president of China National Coal Group Corp, Wang An, said that the Chinese government should postpone its plan to increase resource tax as part of reforms due to concerns over added pressures on downstream users. He said that coal miners already have a heavy tax burden. As coal prices were sliding, higher resource tax would further pressure downstream users. The company is China's number two coal miner and the parent of China Coal Energy Company. Wang said it targeted an annual sales revenue of 150 billion yen and an annual profit of 20 billion yen in the next 5 years. On Friday morning, a mine worker died at AngloGold Ashanti's Moab Khotsong mine near Klerksdorp in South Africa. Patrick Sinono, a miner's assistant, was fatally injured in a fall of ground incident while barring at a stope face. AngloGold said that no other employees were injured in the incident. Also making headlines, Russian gold producer Peter Hambro posts higher earnings. Delayed iron ore talks favour miners as Chinese steel output grows. Australia's Fortescue Metals has had discussions with a range of parties on future investment and finance opportunities. And minerals explorers Canadian Gold Hunter and Suramina Resources go ahead with the merger. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.